answers in your hands. The things we don't understand, we know you have the answers. I give you the glory, Father, for everyone here today. Thank you for your everlasting love. Thank you that you love each one of us more than we can ever comprehend. And in that love, today minister to us in Jesus. Please, you can have your seat. Nice to have you around. This is the only service, I don't know whether you come or not, because some of your students, you go, you come around, see some of us around. It's always there, but I'm committed to this service. It's my last service. I enjoy it. It's the best. Praise God. I'm freer. We can ask questions. Where's Yomi? Samuel, tell him to get me the books. You know, something has been happening to me in recent time. Can I be honest with you? I've been really bothered. Pastor, what? I've really been bothered. Really been bothered. I'm getting books. I'm studying. It's bothering me. Somebody said, Pastor, you mean you can have that? Take a look at this in the Bible. Romans chapter 10. Let's look at Romans 9 verse 1 first. Take a look at this. Can you look at this verse? I tell the truth in Christ. I'm not lying. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. What's talking about? Look at this verse. That I have great sorrow. What? And continual grief in my heart. You know, sometimes when I sit down in my counseling room and I finish with people and they step out, my heart just breaks. My heart just breaks. I tell you what now, that I'm really concerned about. And one of the answers God gave me, I want to bring it to you today. One of the things that this generation, you have suffered so much from homes. Homes. Thank you. Can they bring everything down? Okay. Don't worry. Just bring everything down. We suffer so much from homes. If you are here, you've had a beautiful home. You are one in a thousand. And not only that, there has been this massive fear now of entering into having home. This didn't start like this. I remember, you know, as a pastor, you see all the waves, all things. About 15, 20 years ago, when this wave started, is that when we were at Yana Mortuary, I would have people come to church, students, and when they are holiday, they don't want to go home. I remember a particular guy, he said, Pastor, I don't want to go home. I said, oh, he's from Osun State. He said, I don't want to go home. I'm okay here. Then another one wrote me a letter that was a shock for me. He said, Pastor, please. I don't like it, but I have to put up with it. When you say Heavenly Father, I'm not comfortable. He said, my dad, I never known my dad to be diligent and serious and building things up. I know my mom did almost everything. And you know what? I found a verse that called God our mother in the book of Isaiah. Can you change that? That when I hear Father, I just can't manage that. I look at the letter as just like one of those way out conditions. But if you go to VI, Lekki Banana Island, it's much more critical. What we are feeling here today has been happening there for years. Please help us put off your phone. And what am I saying? Please listen to this. Your generation is afraid of having a home or family. You are, when you hear marriage, family, settling down, something going inside of you. And it's not your fault. It's been built up. Now, I got an answer last week. Everybody listen to this. Thank you. I got an answer last week. What I'm going to bring up now, Please allow me. Will you allow me? Tell somebody beside you, I allow pastor. Voice it for me. You know what? There's been this issue right now. People are not getting married. South Africa, I was in South Africa a couple of years ago. You know what happened in South Africa? South Africa, that church I went to, they said nobody has gotten married in the last 15 years. But then I had, they told me that actually they have children and the children bear the mother's name. It's amazing, South Africa. If you die, you know, Nigeria, if you die, 65, 70, 80, they will do ceremony. South Africa, if you die 10 years old, they will do ceremony. They will rejoice as if you are 95 years old. But just 2 or 3 days ago, I was sitting down and I was thinking, Lord, how will our ladies get settled in a home? And I don't know who I was talking with. And I said, Lord, I just wish they could be married. They want to marry now. We have a lot. The Lord said to me, very simple. Now listen to this. It just blew my mind. The Lord said, you know what? It's none of those ladies' problem. I said, what? Listen very carefully here now. The tide will turn. I said, what? Because I've had people sit down with me and say, look, I've just been trusting God for months. I've been trusting God for years. He said, it's none of their problems. Huh? He said, it's not their fault. Then he asked me a question. Did you go to your wife or your wife came to you? What's natural order? Answer me. The guys that go to ladies. The Lord just simply told me, he said, it is not the lady's fault at all. You know, it's like I'm looking at this eureka moment. He said, the ladies are praying, trusting me and God. It's not their fault at all. Then he gave me an example of when they were delayed in Egypt, it's not God's problem. It's lack of Moses. And you know what? God had to meet Moses at the burning bush and start arguing with him. He had to bribe him with signs and wonders. He had to bribe him and say, go to Egypt. He said, I can't talk. God said, I made mouth. He said, he started giving all kinds of reasons. I know one thing. Somebody said, God will replace him. If he didn't go, he would delay their story. God promised them 400 years. They spent 430 years. 30 years extra. Then God just showed me this. The problem today is not with the ladies. It is the guys who need to actually become guys. Are you hearing me? It's just the guys. Because it makes all the difference in the world when a guy walks up to you and says, can I take you out? Huh? Now, I have given all kinds of answers to this. But, and the reason why the guys are becoming like this, please don't think they're just crazy. A lot of times people just think, these guys are crazy, they don't want to settle down, they want to be responsible. It's not that. We are not giving them enough to help them rise up. So the Lord was telling me, you guys are missing it. You're not helping these guys. You're not helping these men, these young men. You're not helping them. That's why your ladies are having a kind of a... Have you ever gone to go and eat before and you see a line up in a restaurant? Have you seen that? Or maybe it's eatery. And you line up. Why do you line up? Because the person who's serving is slow. Is it your fault? You're hungry, but you're there. You cannot do anything until the guy serves you. So, ladies, on your part, and my guys here, the key issue over here today is that, I know you think I'm wrong, if we can pump our guys, encourage them, strengthen them, and can speed up the person serving at the food, your food will come on quite earlier. James is laughing. I think I'm correct. You know what? We do everything for women. Women's Day, Ladies' Day, Mother's Day, fathers, put them aside. Huh? Guys, we're not. I've been shocked by people in church. Some of these young men who got married, who beat their life, who beat their businesses. And We are not giving guys the strength. You see, I have somebody who just came from the army, was in church last Sunday, just left the army. Sunday before, today was in church. I feel that one of the reasons why we are so weak here, our guys are weak, because I believe that every young man should go to the army for 1 or 2 years. Do you know why? Because our world is becoming much more dangerous, and we need men of great courage today to step into nothing and create something out of it. Are you hearing me, somebody? After God finished making Eve, all that God could do is to take her to Adam. If Adam say, I don't get time, what will happen? God is stranded. Am I making some sense? So, I want us to do something today. So, God was giving me this when I was praying. He said, I want to give you, and this is what changed my life. I saw this particular passage. How many of you know 31st proverb in the Bible? All ladies know 31st. All the ladies know 31st proverb. Do you know any chapter for men? No. So, I want to give you today a picture of your life. And ladies, take this picture and start praying for that kind of guy. Sorry. Ladies, you can pray virtuous woman for you. Guys are not praying. Guys need prayer. Ladies are the helpers to pray. So, guys, today, you are our real answer. You are the ace here. I'm telling you, the word, I know that they've said all sorts. I know that our homes, our daddies are not there. That's why things are the way they are today. So what we need to do now is that, now, Pastor, some of you wonder how I became what I've become. Some books that we read years ago that helped us. However, I am my sister there, that her dad had a library in Ibadan where I was a subscriber for years. I'll go down there every two weeks. I'll be going to Ibadan from here to go and get books from the place. Please stand up. Let's acknowledge her. Thank you. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes. My mom usually comes for first service. They are in Abeokuta now. They used to be at Ibadan. So they came to stay with me in Abeokuta. Hallelujah. And you know, one of the things that changed my life, that I became responsible. My dad was polygamous. If not Jesus, I will have 36 wives in every state. An extra one at FCT. I'll be honest with you. I would have gone the wrong way. But you know, I started getting older books. One of the best books that made me about being a man that was shocking, was not so religious book, was this book, Wild at Heart. And this book, at the beginning, has a lot of story to tell, but don't bother about the story. The book said there are three things that matter a lot to guys that they should need to do. It mentioned beauty to them and battle. And some of the finest book you can read. I was talking to Bishop Ben who sells this book. And I saw the book with him. I said, what are you doing with these books? I know it's at the beginning difficult. Just jump to the beginning. But the book is really good for guys. And he said it's $450. So, guys, I'll make it for you $200. I only have 40 copies. At the beginning, he's talking about stories, climbing roof and stuff like that, going to the bush. He said, man, I'm made from the soil. They love soil. They love to be involved with things. You see, like somebody said, God made man, he gathered dust. So we are dusty. We like fast and things like that. So this book, I have only 40 copies. Please don't go and ask him. He will say, I'm crazy. $20 for you to get it. It's half of the money, but I don't care. Is that all right? So get a copy for yourself and 40. $450. If you are becoming too many to buy it and it's not enough, maybe take it to $500. But actually, I want to sell it for $200. I want you to get the book. We will ask him. I think we have about 40 copies. I think so. So, $200, just get your copy. Half of the price. Now, that book will help you tremendously. Help you tremendously about knowing, for instance, a guy should fight. Fighting is part of you. Today, you don't want to fight anymore. A guy should fight in the sense of when they say it can be done, that's when he steps in. They are today giving us a substitute. Have all the money. But money is not a safe place. Are you hearing me? There's, guys, there is not enough money you can have to take care of a lady. Say that with me, guys. There is not enough money I can have that can take care of a lady. Say one more time, guys. I'm not, see, they are talking on the net. Say it loud, loud. Pastor, we are doomed. Yes, you are doomed. Why? Because when you have this amount of money now, the lady will look higher than that. When you have a house at Banana Island, the lady will say, nice. What about New York City? When you have a house at Itoko, we say, this is not fine. So let's go to GRE. You go to GRE, you say, oh. So you can never have enough money. The only thing you can have, the third thing in that book is, you must have a heart of adventure. You must be breaking new borders. A woman will always go for that guy who is breaking new borders and cool. But let's leave that alone today. That's in the book. Let's talk about the picture of a man in the Bible. Ladies, take this picture. I'm not talking to you now. As what you are going to be for having a guy in your life. And for your children, if you're going to have sons, when you get married and have children and sons. But guys over there, take this psalm. When I was in school, I was in medical school, and I saw this psalm. I told them in the first service, I saw this psalm. I thought it was put in my Bible overnight. I couldn't imagine it was there. Psalm 112. Let's go down there. Psalm 112. This is a psalm about a man. About that splendid man. The man that, you know, I like the sound of it. It's not religious at all. It's not religious. I like all guys to stand up. All guys to stand up. All guys. Ladies, you can sit down, please. As you stand up, we're going to open Psalm 112 and read it with your mouth loud. Are we ready? Give us NLT, Psalm 112. I'd like you to read it. Let's go. Praise the Lord. How joyful. Okay, let's read it in NKJV. I will come back to this one. Let's go. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandment. Next verse. Now let's read it together very well. His descendant will be mighty on. Next verse. Wealth and riches, I like that one, will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Let's keep reading. Talk out now. And what? Let's keep reading. A good man deals graciously and learns. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Let's keep reading. Let's keep reading. Of any evil news, his heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. That's dispersed abroad, is given to the poor, righteousness endures forever, his own will be exalted with honor. Next verse, the wicked will see it and be grieved, he will gnash his teeth and melt away, the desire of the wicked over him shall perish. Is that the last one? Fantastic. Sit down, please. Now, I was in medical school, I think, prelim or part one. And I opened my Bible one day to read in the morning, and I saw this psalm, and I said, who put this psalm in my Bible? I took out the Bible, I said, this is it. Whoa. You know why I like it? It's very plain and practical. Now, something happened, I changed the version when I started reading. Let's go to 31st Proverbs, talking about women. I'll show you something now. Give us 31st Proverbs, verse 10. Let's see something. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. Next verse. The heart of her husband still trusts in her. Now stop. Can you take a look? Now, that same place we just read, verse 10. Now let's go back to NLT and read it. NLT. Who can find a virtuous, capable wife? She's more precious than rubies. Notice what NLT did. NLT didn't change it. It just said women, right? But when it comes to because we are so scared today of talking about this, about men, when we now go to NLT or Samuel 12, he removed the man and put someone there. Come and see. Samuel 12, we just read in NLT. Verse 1. Praise the Lord. How joyful are those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying his command. Let's keep reading. They change it. It's all right. But you know what? They are trying to be a little bit not anti-feministic. But the one for the woman, they didn't change that one. Because there's no anti-masculinistic. That's a good grammar. Today, you have to be careful to say anything. In fact, some Bibles today don't want to accept he or she anymore. Are you hearing me? They said they should have gender sensitive. I agree. But with all our gender, we're still looking for husband, we're still looking for wife. Am I correct? And there must be some way of looking at them. I'm going to apologize over here to ladies. Please don't blame these guys. There'll be so much gender confusion today that guys are just paralyzed. Are you hearing me? Because we say what a man can do, women can do better. Huh? So what do? Step aside. Right? Okay. If a man can approach a woman can approach better. So I sit down and wait. And that's why the guys don't commit. You can see what I'm talking about now. Let's do something. I'm waiting. Also, you know, today, I'm trying to make something clear for our guys. Please, ladies, don't fight me. I need your help. Don't blame our guys. They grew up in houses where their mother is in charge. Even their father will say, "Mommy, any way, come on, see me if I allow." You know, you can see that already going. So the guy has come to know that you just don't, and mommy is a volcano. If anything happens, you better bow. So he now want to get married, and you see that volcano eruption in that girl who's going to marry a man and another woman. They go to work. They submit easily to women because that's where they grew up in the house. Now that they are now grown up, you don't say do something, they're not doing that anymore. That's why guys don't want to commit. They don't want to put money down. In fact, people are now rewriting the Bible and say that it shouldn't be only the men providing. It should be women providing along with them. That is, Bible didn't say man. He said anyone. But something I said one day over here, remember? I said, when somebody marries, who gives name up? Huh? How many of you are bearing your mommy's name here? You're bearing your daddy's name. Am I right? Number two, who determines your sex? The guy. Your mom is excess. Or excess. Hello? But it's dad that carry XY. Am I right? James, you guys are kind of carrying XY. Are you hearing me? So you determine what turns up. Why did God make it that way? We are letting the guys go away because they are not responsible anymore. But it's time to get responsible in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's look at the picture of a person that the guy, the rodeo man, they have all these supermen that either smoking cigarettes on a horse somewhere doing what? In Texas. What do you call them? Cowboy. Or they have this guy with his high corporate look. But we need just regular guy to marry us. We can be corporate or rodeo boy. We can be anywhere they can live. So the Bible is saying that who is a man that you can actually bank on? Let's go. Psalm 112, NKJV. Verse 1. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights. You see, guys, please listen to this. Listen to this. Guys, you must fear somebody. You hear somebody? You will get rotten if there's no person who can chew you up and tell you, shut up. That's what we do in our houses, am I right? Some of you never had that. My dad. One day I discovered that he could not outrun me. You know that happens at home. Mommy will call you. Today, you wait for second time and third time. The man, dad said, before the day will happen, I'm already dead. I got a friend, their husband and wife. This man is the coolest man. If you see the wife is aggressive, she's powerful. But you know what happened? When this woman that's powerful like that sends the kids to go and buy coke, they will not give her the change. They come back and say, no change, mommy, I'm taking care of it. She will leave her coke on the table. They will take it and drink it. But the father who is so quiet, when he says, buy me coke, they will come back with all the change intact and give it to him. If he leaves his coke on the table, they will not come near. And he's the most dead. This man serves his wife. So she was telling me, I said, now, wow, it's a natural order here. You know why I love my wife? I fear God. God is going to sit me up one of these days. You hear me? Guys, if you are not afraid of somebody, you are doomed. So, ladies, your first prayer, Lord, whoever guy is going to meet me, let him fear somebody or else he will kill me. What will make a man not to hit his wife because it's easier to hit her? Is that when your hands go up, you see God. Have you ever seen guys sometimes? You see, sometimes my wife will do something like this those earlier days and there are stars. Then I'll march out. Then I'll hear inside of me, where are you going? Where are you going? Then I'll march back inside. See, this is, I was pitying her. Something regulating my life. So number one, you have to fear God. Guys, what's it? You hear me? Paul, fear God. Fear God. I'm not going to fear God. You're going to suffer. Huh? God is the biggest, the greatest. You better shiver in his presence. Sometimes I wish God would let you have, some of you guys, God send you to heaven excursion. Spend 3 days there. You come back like a vegetable. Blah, blah, blah. You know, Paul was very aggressive, was powerful. He was knocking Jesus. He was saying, we're going to fight Jesus. We're going to destroy. So one day Jesus said, let's have an encounter. He was on his way to on the back of a donkey going to Jerusalem, you know, to Damascus. God just knocking down, bam, on the floor. Flash of light covered his eyes for 3 days. He couldn't see. He said, I beg. May you have such an experience. I'm praying for you guys to be knocked out and knocked down. Amen. See, that is the key to the blessing of God. Now, how do you manifest the fear of God? You take his command serious. You see, one time in my life, to provide for my house is an idea. Are you hearing me? For me, to make it in life is not an idea, it's a command. Are you hearing me? For me personally, to do well in this church to help you is a command. It's not an idea. To me, I don't want to succeed anymore as a choice. It's a commitment, it's a command. God said to him, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. Whatever it takes, you feed your family, you provide for them. You raise them up. Ladies, don't feel threatened. I'm talking to guys. Pray for guys like that. Are you hearing me? Guys, you want to go home? Sit down. Don't turn off your mind. We are too loose as guys. We don't have commands. It's commandment. Hallelujah. Okay, relax. Pastor, relax. What's the return on investment for this? That's what I'm after, be. If you say as you fear, as you keep, what's the return on investment? Let's go. Look at verse 2. Look at verse 2. His descendants, those who come out of him, will be mighty. Let's look at it in NLT. NLT may give us better. Let's look at it. Their children will be successful everywhere. What are you afraid of? That you don't want to commit. You don't want to have children. If you fear God and keep his command, your children will be mighty. Did you hear what I just said? You know, the Muslims are overtaking us now. We Christians don't want to have children. The Muslims are marrying in school. And that's making them to have first class because they're going to read now and pass very well, or else their children will starve. But we want to play around till we are 45 as guys because girls are available for us. Their children are successful everywhere. You see, you have a problem today. You're thinking living in this world is difficult. When you fear God and keep his commandment, living this will be better for you. I've seen miracles upon miracles because I'm following his command. Are you hearing me? By the way, why am I here? Can I ask? Why am I here? I should be selling all of you guys, selling you to. I have sold all of you, make money out of you. You know why I'm here? Why am I reducing the book to 200 naira from 400 naira? You know why? I fear God and I want your best. Are you hearing me? He said, when you do this, your children, next verse, verse 3, I love this. Look at the next verse. They themselves will be what? So you have been looking for wealth from mosque or church. Ali mosque or church. You have been trying to copy them. How much have you gotten? You've been betting and betting. You are getting nowhere. Hustle. This place says, they themselves will be wealthy. That means, guys, you can have money. You can have it in large number. I'm not poor, man. You don't know what I have. But I told myself, if I'm going to fear God, I'm going to have enough money to take care of anything in my life. Praise God, somebody. God promised you, Paul, you'll be wealthy if you fear me. Hear me? Guys, God promised you. You go that way, you're going to fail. Nigerians are carried regularly to prisons in Texas and U.S. for 419. I saw one, I felt sorry for him. He did 419 for $400. I sent him to prison. I said, "Read that, $400. Close share. Horse puppy wrote from prison. That's what you want to do. See, he doesn't fear God. He just want to impress people, and his end is just near. Glory to God, somebody. They themselves, look at NKJV. Wealth and riches shall be where? Where will it be? So, why don't you want to have a house? Huh? When you have a home, there's going to be wealth and riches there, guys. Are you hearing me? Yes, and his righteousness, his rights, will endure forever. This is the picture of a man. Number one, he fears God. And you know what? Sometimes when you fear God, you don't fear anybody else. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I just said? You don't fear your mother-in-law. You don't fear your father-in-law. They're all in-laws. After a while, you don't fear your dad anymore. You respect him. Praise God. You respect and honor them. Praise God. At work, you're not afraid anymore. You know what? God is over your life. Amen, somebody. Remember Joseph? Joseph, the lady said, "Sleep with me." He said, "I fear God." You remember that? Please, don't come. Guys, stop coming to church to hear me. I can't help you much. Get hold of God. Your tomorrow is dicey. Your tomorrow is dangerous without having a personal God yourself. God called himself the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of, not the God of RFC. Are you hearing me? Ladies should not be doing much. You should be doing much more because you're going to take them along with you. Just imagine Sarah following Abraham, and Abraham didn't know where I was going. Today, our ladies are struggling because we guys just don't know what to do. We just wonder. One thing my wife loves me for, I know what to do. Like something happened yesterday. She called me on the phone, something happened. I just dropped the phone and I called the person. I'll set anything up and I'm back. Get the things done. Our ladies want that kind of a thing. So, ladies, pray this verse. that this guy will be loaded. I can take care of you. Guys, pray for yourself. I know you like the money part, don't you? And you can't buy anything fine for yourself. You see, only the girls can help you buy them. Right? If you see any guy who has money that doesn't have somebody like a lady, he doesn't spend well. He will eat all the food, fast food. He will eat meat pie all the time. His mouth, his teeth will have gone by the age of 55. You know? But lady will say, woman, like one guy, you know, I was around him. He was just a guy. He left his hair bushy. Another one was married. He said, look at your hair. Just get married. The wife will tell you how to look better. Huh?
Your friends are there.
Your friends are as wide as you. They have no sense like you. Your friends will say, enter the car. They enter the car. Let's race. Who buys the tire? You are the one. We say, let's race. Huh? Wealth and riches. Say that with me, guys. Wealth and riches will be my house. Louder. Can't you talk louder? Wealth. James, I know you are teaching now. I know it's not easy. But wealth and riches will be in your house. No, say that for yourself. Don't say amen to me. James always suffered all that thing. He's at the front. And Paul too there. And Jeremiah. Wealth and riches. Job may go. Job may come down. But you're going to have wealth and riches. Praise God, somebody. Is that you here? Guys, say that again one more time. Wealth and riches will be my house. Tell yourself, I will have enough wealth and riches. Take care of my wife and my children and my parents. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. Whoa! I'm going to bless my parents. I'm going to help them. I'm going to strengthen them. I'm going to be dear. Praise God, somebody. You know, my mother-in-law, she didn't want me to marry her daughter because she was there were only two. Her husband died when my wife was 9 years old. So she thought I was a poor guy. But I was somewhere around 12 guy. So I started picking up. I started standing up. And I remember about 22-something years ago, her daughter, second one, died. And before she died, she had a son. She came to our house. I didn't know she'd be going. She had some struggles in her marriage. And she came to our house. And she wrote me a letter that, please, my wife, said, if I'm no longer, if anything happens, take care of my boy for me. Now, I don't have so much, but I have wealth, riches, so I'll be in your house. I said, all right. So I raised 4 girls and 1 boy. And then died a couple of months later. I stood up to myself and I said, look here, blessed is the man that fears God. Because I fear God, I'll take care of this. So I got up. And that guy grew up in our house. The father is abroad, but we grew up in our house. And he started going in there. Till today, because my dad, he called me on the phone. That's to be in, you know, kind of a thing. So when nobody was there, guess what? Mama, after a while, Mama worked for them, did everything for them. Wealth and riches have been in your house. It should be really, really relevant in life. Guess what happened? She had to leave Ibadan where she was. She came to Abuja to stay. Once she got to town, we got a house for her. After a while, I said, our children are growing. Let her move to our house. And you know what? On purpose, when we were building our house, we built a room for her. Now she's dead now. Mama's room is still there. She loved me to the end. She will fight my wife for my sake. She saw me working in love. That somebody will hate me and I'll give them jobs. Baba Yosha. She saw Christianity in a raw form. She told one of her relatives, that one was praying all these funny, funny prayers. He said, don't pray for them like that. They are different. The difference is the guy. Are you hearing me? Ladies, just say, Father, give me. Great guys, I'm 112 guy. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm just telling you before we leave here today. Next verse, quickly. We're looking at this psalm. Unto the upright, there arises light in the darkness. He has 3 major virtues. He's gracious, he's full of compassion, and he's righteous. 3 major virtues. Are you listening, everybody? Look at it. Ladies, are you hearing me? Look at that. He said, number 1, unto the upright, there arises light in the darkness. The darkness will come things will come sometimes. You know what I love about guys? Have you ever seen that before? When they are playing football like this, and everybody, and the guy removed the ball and scored it neat. Nothing like that. It can be something else. It can be something else. And that's what you guys will be like. That no matter the darkness, no matter how things are confusing, you find your way through. You'll get the house rent. We'll get the visa. We'll get ahead. Praise God, somebody. Nothing a woman lacks in a man, like a man who something happened. You see, they are relaxed. Let me see what I can do about it. And may God make you to be the light in the darkness, guys, in Jesus' name. And he said, he's gracious. And what? Full of compassion and righteous. Wow. It's not rough. It can be rough on himself. But it's like I was telling somebody yesterday. I said, you know what? Whatever you have done for me, I will see that you are fully paid. Nothing will be left out because I have a boss over me. Are you hearing me? I will not cheat you. In fact, I'll give you more because my boss will smile on me. Full of compassion. So guys, head for compassion. Are you hearing me? Pastor, all this you are talking about today. No, I know heaven. I don't know why I know heaven. I've been married for how many years now? You guys remember? 30-something years. What's that? 34 years. It's like yesterday. But you know, all those, one thing that helped me over the years, and when I saw this, I become more gracious with my wife. In my younger days, when we just got married, my wife fell one day. He said, you didn't even greet me. I said, if you fall, you get up. She went ballistic. I said, have you finished? I was mean, man. I was like this. Me. But I started reading this time again and again, and I said, you should be gracious. Open the door for her. Give her money first before yourself. Whoa, that's been gracious. That's been nice. Any woman will refuse that. How many of you ladies over here, you marry somebody who is selfish? How many of you ladies are marry somebody who is selfless? We want to bless you. We want to take care of you. Can I see? Guys, let's be gracious. Full of compassion and righteous at the same time. See, my wife, no, we are not going that way. This is the right way to go. Is that all right? Next verse. I'm looking at the picture of that great man. Next verse, quickly. Let's go. A good man, what does he do? You see, you will never lose a job when you do this. I know a guy in church years ago, he went to UK. When he got to UK, he said, I'm going to be gracious at work. Now, in the US, or UK, you call it by name at work. Even if you are 55-year-old, the guy, you are 25-year-old, your guy is 65, say job. But you know what that guy did? He got a job. He said, yes, sir. He said, don't say that to me. But actually, the guy likes it inside. There was one lady over him. That lady was the boss. The lady was rough. You don't pass the exam under her. Before, when he reported at that place, the first thing he did was to wake up early in the morning and be in the office before her in Manchester. He said, he got to the office. The lady got to the office and saw her there. I saw him there. He said, hello. He said, good morning, ma. He said, what are you doing here? I'm not expecting you to come to the office around this time. He said, I'm wondering, you must be here. She likes it. You know, for the first time, he was the only one that was allowed to pass through well. When you are gracious, it goes a long way. And what he learns, you're going to be a lender, Shola. Have you seen all those loan apps on your phone? You got some loan apps? You avoid them. Solution. I know you don't have loan apps. You only have medical lab. How about you becoming the one giving people money? Lending the money out. It can be really great. 15% will come to you anytime. You know, they are making all of us borrowers today. Because it lends. You're going to lend. I enjoy something today, man. I enjoy. I will lend you money. And I say, forget it. Somebody was in my office about two, three weeks ago. Don't worry, I'm not a bank. Relax. I don't have so much that beyond. No. And then the person called me and said, oh, I need somebody to help me, so rent some money. And I know there's nobody I can talk to help him out. So I took the money on my own account. I sent it to him. I said, okay, use this money just to do the business. And then, as usual, it didn't work through because the thing was delayed. So he came back, and he came to my office. He said, I said, relax. Now, the one lending you money, there's no interest. I said, relax. You can pay by any time you want to. You know what I'm coming on? Jesus said, lend people and don't return. Don't worry about their return. Grace will be your reward in heaven. Wow. If you are in God. See, it's a different thing entirely. Not, where's my money? I'll kill you. Police. I told you some time ago, someone cheated my wife and I. About 2 or 3 million. He cheated us. We are thinking of what to do. My wife says he will fight. I said, okay, you can try and do that. I'm just going to walk away. If I sell the guy, what will I do? I'll pay police more, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh. And you know why I'm so feeling so bad? Because where will I get the money again? I'll get more after that again. You know, recently I saw one old man, 80-something years old, and he's so selfish, he won't give his money. In fact, he will cut the thing like this. Cut like, I said, "Ulagba wulele bai." This is what they call agbaya. Call agbaya. Iya is suffering. Agba suffering. Together. I mean, he came to see what we were doing. My wife and I were doing. He said, I wish I could do something like this too. I just 86 years old. He learns. And he will guide his affairs with smartness and strictness. He will have sense of business. He can run that. He can run this. He can run this. Ladies, one more time. Say, Lord, give me a guy who can run affairs well. Who can run things. Who will not. The landlord won't come and be meeting me. And say, your husband is not at home, Abi. Warn him, oh. Oh boy. I got a guy in church. This guy just married. I told you about him before. He just married. Life was difficult. They got married. They were hawking shoes. Slippers with the wife. He started putting this psalm into operation, started becoming discreet and becoming smart. The house they were renting before, they bought it for 12 million now. In Abeokuta here. You know, I got some guys around me, they're amazing. They're in church here too. One of them was telling me yesterday, oh, Pastor, you are really great. I said, no, really. You guys support me, you surround me. Like, remember Redwood, California? The Redwoods in California? Those mighty, mighty trees, they send root to themselves and air themselves. Like, for instance, yesterday, as an elderly man that was working for us, doing some work, just serving the Lord, we are helping him, and his house rent was due. But 170,000, 150,000 naira. I got guys that are just like me. I just said, and I didn't have the money. I just said, hello, how are you? I need help. I said, what? He said, that this man, that we have been doing some work for God, and we need to help him out. He said, how much? I said, I didn't say 170, I said 150. He said, the next minute, he wired the money to me. I called the man up. The money is ready. Phew. So, Pastor, you do more than preaching. Of course now. I'm a man. I live my life well. I only come over here and I'm waiting for service to finish so I can go home and do other things with my life. You blessed today? You're going to be a business person. You're going to run affairs. Can you imagine your life? God come and say, come and run. I don't accept local government. Will you run Ogun State as First Lady? You are even tired of your department. And there are three or four there. Wow. Wow. Boy, we need women who can join the men and make things happen. Guys, I'm challenging you today. Stop just thinking of passing your exam, get a job somewhere and just relax. Solution, for instance, I know you like to finish as medical lab. Start a medical lab yourself in your future. Have chains of laboratory.
In this country, yeah. If you can do it, go to America and buy them.
Let me go to choir. Don't sing only in your future. Are you hearing me? Don't sing only, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Use the grace. Impress these girls in your future. Let them 10 years time look at you and say, why? I wish I'd married him. Kenny, what are you laughing at? As a guy in church today, he has some skyscrapers. One time he was a very poor guy. Life was difficult for him. One girl rejected him. That girl now. I never knew. You know, I was around him. I straightened him up. I told him the truth. For instance, he said one day, you know, when we were talking, he said, I told him, I said, you are rich. He said, I'm not rich. I said, you are rich. He said, I'm not rich. I said, you are rich. Wealth and riches are in your house, not in loans app. They are in your house. You're going to have money in your future, and your dependents will be great. Your brothers and sisters, how many of them? Three. And they're going to marry two. They're married already. They're not married yet. So you're going to take care of their children. You're going to have plenty of money. Amen, amen, amen. Think like that. Pastor, you are really wild, though. The way you are thinking, that's the mechanism of men we need today. I'm tired of all these boys that go and run politics. They go to House of Rep and be doing swear. And House of Assembly. They just want to become something and collect money. Come on. Remember Pastor Batunde Bakari? He went for a particular program years ago. I think they were doing during the time of Jonathan. Something they did that time. Like they wanted to do something for Nigeria, new constitution. Huh? National conference. Everybody was booking for their money. Tunde Bakari said, I don't need the money. Please don't book me in. I have enough money to stay in Abuja to live quite well. Everybody was coming to come and collect money because national cake is being shared. How about becoming the governor and don't collect anything as salary? Eh? You loaded. Let's jump. I'm giving you a picture tonight, this morning, so you can work with. Let's go. Next verse. Quickly. Wow. Read it with me, everybody. Surely it will never be shaken. The righteous, give us an NLT. Be an everlasting remembrance. Can we read it? That such people will not be overcome by evil. Those who are righteous will be long remembered. Praise God. Evil won't overcome you. Disaster won't floor you. Praise God, somebody. I got a friend years ago. Man's man. You know, we were in medical school together. I was like my hero. When he met this lady, he wanted to marry this lady. And the lady said, you know what? I got a problem. I can't conceive. I can't have children. My father is a medical professor in ONG. So my friend said, no, pronto. We can take care of that. He said, what? They said, come and see my dad. Dad called. Said, you know, I'm a professor of ops and girls. I taught you in school. He said, yeah. He said, you know what? My girl can't have children. He said, don't worry, dad. I'm going to marry her. They got three boys today and one girl. The first one is called by my name, Joshua. Praise God. You hear me? Have you noticed that Jesus took 12 boys, not 12 girls? You know why? Because the girls need the boy to do something with their lives so they can help them to arrive there. Jesus will say, where's your faith? He will set them up to go to the sea and have a storm. Stop being afraid of challenges, boys. Let things be difficult for you. Let things be hard for you. If everything is soft for you, you're not getting anywhere in life. Nobody to pay my school fees. Wake up! You can pay it all through and pay somebody else along with you. Are you hearing me? You're going to have answers. Difficulties will become your breakfast. When you do that, somebody will remember you. Like Joseph being remembered in court of Pharaoh. Let's go to the next verse. My time is running. Next verse, quickly. I love this one. Next verse. They don't fear bad news. For instance, the girl said, I'm not doing it anymore. I don't like you. I don't want you. You are crazy. And you can still do like this. You know what? I love you with all my life. I know it's a mistake you are leaving me. And I always love you. No, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to strangle you. I'm going to see all these boys today. They are midgets. In my younger days, I didn't know better. When your wife gets angry at you, you start leaving the house. I didn't know better. Since we get angrier. I never knew when she said, leave me. That means you hold up better. Women are strange people. Am I right? They say what they don't want. They want what they don't see. Only guys can decipher them. They wake up in the morning, they have some menstrual pain, they won't tell you. You're doing like that. Leave me alone. So I was, what kind of strange man that I got in my house here? Jesus have mercy. But I came to see that strong men are to help women to become softer and to put their hands out there. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. Every guy stand up. Every guy stand up. Tell yourself, the Lord will care for me. The Lord will take care of me. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially. Say that one more time. The Lord will take care of me. I trust in God to take care of me. God will take care of me. God, louder. God will take care of me. And because God will take care of me, I will take care of my family. I will have a family that they will see me caring for them, reflecting God's care in my life. Clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. Guys, don't worry. God will take care of you. Sit down. God took care of me. I left medical school with a borrowed bag and few clothes. I wanted to prove God's care. Today, I'm not poor. And I don't rake money from church members. How many of you have caught your house one day? I never call you, Sora. Hey, help your pastor. Never teach. Never teach. Praise God. Every time I come out, I saw one, I had one pastor one time. He came out, he said, I'm raising money. Oh. He said, if you don't give the money, I will naked myself. He said, what happened? He said, watch you. He said, where's the money? They didn't give the money. So the man removed his jacket. He thought it was play, drama from African Magic. And then they gave money. He said, money's not enough again. And he started unbuttoning his shirt. The elders came out and said, pastor, please come. Please come. We'll get the money. Just come. You know, these are midgets. They are not strong enough. They only come to pastor as incompetent men. They are not men first. When you give MD seat to 15-year-old, what does he do first? You can be very sure. He won't ask what is the work. He will head for the office and sit on the chair first. Huh? When you give MD of a place to a small boy, 15-year-old or girl, 12-year-old, he won't say, hey, where's the work? What are we going to do? The first thing we'll do is this. In the office, put his leg on the chair and do like this. Where are my peers? First time they made Joseph the king, the prime minister, you know what he did first? He didn't go to church for Thanksgiving service. He went all over the land, surveying where to pack things. How many of you guys are planning to marry here? If I don't see your hands up, I'll fight you to finish. Jeremiah, you are thinking about it. You know why? It's not good for the man to be alone. You hear me? Ladies, you have any guy around you? Tell him, it's not good for you to be alone. Let me tell them. Okay, ladies, get up, get up. Go and tell the guys. Go and tell the guys. I'm waiting. Church, this is church today. Ladies, go and tell them. I'm not saying you should marry them. Just tell them. It's not good for you to be alone. Let me tell. Thank you. Tell them. It's not good for you to be alone. Ladies are scared of you. Think you're going to beat them up. Maybe you are here for the first time. Say, what kind of church is this? It's a church pastored by a man. Hallelujah. Stop doing shakara. It's not good for you to be alone. Wake up. Hallelujah. Not good for you to be alone. I'll be watching film. Come on, drop it, Joe. Have a real life. Whoa. Now, I'm at home by myself alone. It's not good. Not good. I can endure it because of our grandchildren. That's all right. But it's not good. Once in a while, I feel like I say, relax. It's coming back now. Just cool. Right. I'm also a person that is a little bit private person. I love to be by myself alone. But being alone is crazy. Even if you are, what do you call it now? If you are introvert, even when you are introvert too much, you go wind up in a row. Yeah, myself alone. Huh? So it's not good. Really, the source of your problem is being alone.
What?
Yeah. So you're growing up to become double, become one flesh. There's nothing like you thinking with somebody else. One can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. So ladies, I've been waiting for us because we have just been trying to live alone. And we can't coordinate our lives quite well. They don't fear bad news. Oh, I used to fear bad news. What will happen? What will happen? How can I cope? What about if this happens? What about if I lose? What about? But one day, I came to a point. Let it happen! I don't know Professor Adia Nkumeh. You know Professor Adia Nkumeh? That's Esther's dad. You know what? The mom was having some challenge in a menopause kind of a thing. And she feared that maybe she's going to die. And one day, the man in their home stood up. Professor Adia said, you know what? If you die, we know you are going to heaven. So let's relax. And all the symptoms left. Have you ever watched some of these? I love watching films. I don't have time anymore. I don't watch all these kissing films. I don't like it. I like shooting, blasting a house or throw bomb. That's the kind of film I like to watch. I don't like African magic. They kiss and then they slow down. I want film, 90 minutes over. I'm going to part one, part two. And they send me. And they say now, we have work to do now. You want part one, part two, part three, part four. Part five, they will write, to God be the glory at the end of it. Come on, throw the thing away. I like those action movies. I like those kind of guys that when they talk like this, be careful. Terminator, you know? You know, have you ever seen a guy that you want to terrify him? You put the gun on his head and say, shoot, go ahead. Even your hands will shake. You know, those guys that say, watch Terminator. You know, you shoot him, his hands will fall off. You pick the hand again and do, and it's coming after you. That's what guys should be. Make my day. One day my wife went to work and they sacked her. And she came back home. She told me I was sacked. I said, huh? Straight to the bathroom. Changed. Put on my jacket. Went to our workplace. Got a job back. I came back home. I said, go back to your work. Yeah. I fight for anything. I fight for ladies anywhere. It breaks my heart when I see ladies going through things. Particularly single parent. It breaks my heart. There's no man there. You know, Jesus knew this so well. Jesus was dying on the cross. Sorry for taking your time. He was dying on the cross. His mother was there. And he saw the mother. Jesus was bleeding all over. In that bleeding, he stopped. He looked at his disciple, his friend, John. He said, John, that's your mom. Mom, that's your son. A woman needs a man in her life. Whether a son or a husband. Or a brother. If you're a lady here, you have a brother at school. It can be amazing. Those guys won't touch you. A brother beat them up. You know, it can be so great. Yeah. One more time. It's not good for you to be alone. Pastor, don't point finger at me. It's not good to be alone. Next verse. They are confident and they are fearless and they can face their foes. This guy was not even a Christian. He was not a Christian. He was an MD of a company. How many of you know that book, Good to Great? Good to Great. You know Good to Great? Jim Collins, read the book. You know, the guy was, they're talking about this fierce leadership. You know, he was told, he was just walking there. He was a quiet guy. Doesn't make any noise. He's a very shy guy. They said he has cancer. You know what he said? He went to his board meeting. He said, you know, I'm a cool guy, but he told me I have a cancer. I'm going to fight this cancer. Not even a Christian. You see, Christian, when they say they have cancer, Jesus, say, let me look at my Oluwa. He slapped them and whipped them up. The guy said, wait. He said, I have cancer. I am not planning to resign. I'm going to come to work and go for chemo. I'm not going anywhere. He had 20 years more. Go to hospital. Those who are sick, they lie down. I'm from Elonje. Go to your seat. That's not big guys. They are confident. Say that with me. I'm confident and fearless, and I can face my foes triumphantly. Now, today, we don't have lions and bears chasing us, but we have corporate gangs. We have inflation. We have pressure. We have issues. We have our mom want to rule our lives. My mom will come and say to you, you will not marry from Benue. Because all Benue, say, for your sake, I will marry from Benue. Mom will be scared. Praise God. Who? Jesus looked at John. He said, that's your mom. How many of you have heard of Catherine Kuma? Great woman of God. One thing she missed toward the end of her life is a man in her life. She wanted to take a man for his son, but it didn't work out. That's why every man here, remember your mom. You hearing me? Remember your mom. Don't forget your mom. Every man here. You hear me? Don't forget your mom. She labored so much for you. She was there. She cleaned you up, do all kinds of things. We need to close this service, but I'm really enjoying myself today because God gave me what to say. Next verse, quickly. Our time is running. They share freely and give to those in need. Their goods will be remembered forever. They will have what? Did you hear that? You will have what? They are not going to be influencer. They're going to have influence. They're not going to go on the internet. I have 300 million followers now. Drop it. I don't want followers. I want to be having an influence. I'm not selling anything. This verse has become in my life a reality. I'm closing around this area. I came to see that a real splendid man is in this verse 9. If you look at NKJV, it says, he scatters. Take a look. He's dispersed abroad. That's scatter. It's given to the poor. When you see a real man, a powerful man, he's not trying to manage for himself. He's making way for others to rise up. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Look at these guys. They are doing ICT now. And they are taking all their wonderful experience and skill and making it free of charge in church. Am I correct? Let's clap for them. Let's clap for them. Let's clap for them. You must learn to give freely of your education, of your training. One of the reasons why I was very good in maths in secondary school is that I would teach my classmates. Anything I'm learning I cannot teach, I dispense it off. You know, I have business breakfast. Somebody was telling me, he said, what we get in business breakfast, it costs a lot of money to get in Lagos. I said, I don't care. Because, okay, if I this is where I live. If I give you, okay, pay 500 naira each on your top of your head, and then I collect how much for three of you? How much? 1.5. But I give it, and I walk away, and I get half a million next day from God. Not better. Let's round up. Verse 10, 11, and 12, we close. The wicked will see it and be grieved. Ignite his teeth and melt away. Can I say this to you? Africans fear darkness a lot. They fear the devil. They fear evil. Ah, somebody share. To Bali become a strong man like this and blessed man like this. All they will do at you. Man. One woman, I don't want to say this. Where we used to be, that woman who hated us. Man, she will fight us. Once in a while, she will get up there and curse us. Somebody said, Pastor, what are you going to do about the curses? I said, nothing. The wicked will see it and he will gnash his teeth and do what? Do you know, you'll be surprised that one day I was in my office years later and her son walked in asking for assistance. He says, what should I do? I counted the money and I said, take. The mommy can help you now. Yeah, take it. Let's round up. So today's guys, ladies, permit me. I want all guys to kneel down. Wherever you are. Guys, let's kneel down. Ladies, just pray for us. I want us to pray. As leaders, Jesus, I want you to be my champion. I want to enter into the territories of great men. I want to make something out of my life. I want to be blessed and be a blessing to my world. In other words, I want this Psalm 112 to be my story. In prayer. imprint this psalm into my heart, Lord. Let it become my watchword and my guidepost. Let it become my north star. Remind me of this psalm. Wherever I find myself, whatever I find myself doing, Lord, I want to be that blessed man. Teach me how to fear you first of all and love your commandment. I bow my knees to you, the greatest of all. Take me to places I can't go myself. Help me to build a great life. Thank you, Father. I give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's get up on our feet. Thank you. If you have any question you want to ask, you can write it down. You can do this. Now, let me warn you. Don't look for a mentor to make you like this. The mentor is Psalm itself. The mentor is the Psalm itself. The Bible says the word of God is living and powerful and sharper. Are you hearing me? By the way, no mentor can mentor the whole thing, but God can do it in your life. Is that all right? Is that all right? Do we get that? All right. If you want to ask any question, guys, ladies that love them to be like this, you can. If you're a lady here, I ask you to start praying that God make, if you have a brother, you have a father, or you have a fiancé, start praying this prayer for them. Someone has to come to pass in their life. And if you are yet to marry, you are thinking of getting married, you are looking at somebody to marry, or you are thinking, Lord, but make them like this. Make this person, Samuel 12, read it, and pray that prayer for yourself. You are praying in the will of God when you do that. Is that all right? Great. Hallelujah. All right. You got questions? Online or on ground? Everybody's quiet today. It's a serious matter. Yeah. Please, can you ask any question? I know you don't want to ask this. Pastor, you have been screaming at us. It's not good for a man to be alone. What's wrong? I can just live my life now. Wow. Any question? I know nobody will ask any question. Ladies, can you ask questions for the guys? Pastor, how do I make this a reality? Can you commit to reading this psalm once a week? Can you? Put in your schedule that once a week, Psalm 112, you read it. Or you can do this. You can make it your phone. What do you call it now? What do you call it? I didn't hear you. Playboy. Wallpaper. Okay. What about on your screen? Or you can put it in your music, Psalm 112. I can give you the audio. So you can just listen to it. Make it your ringtone. Bless is the man. Yeah. So you can do that. I would like you to put it around you for the next 2, 3, 4 weeks so that it can make imprint on your mind so you won't forget this splendid picture of a man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. You know, something strange happened in our house. So my daughters will say, I wish I married someone like my dad. That's the greatest compliment I've ever gotten. Praise God. Yes. Right? Anyone? Guys, want to ask questions. Ladies, can you ask for them? If you ask a question, then please do. Guys, won't talk. We're talking about them like this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm not getting serious yet. I'm going to get you guys. I have another building now. I just tell the guys, ladies to say, I'll take you there. Then when you come back, you'll have looked so dirty. Rub away on the floor and send you out. I have another building ready now. So I just take you out of the service. I let my wife come. When she come back, talk to the ladies. I'll just take you over there. When we finish with you, you start building businesses, taking over politics, taking over economy, taking over things. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Yeah, any question?
Can I go ahead, sir?
Go ahead.
Okay, sir. This person says, Pastor, sir, how do we deal with an insecure partner? How do we handle spiritual incapability?
Thank you. See, you can see how this just turns out today like that. You see, number one, insecurity, because you are not in your place. Are you hearing me? Some of these answers cannot be handled. It's like, for instance, come, James. Now, if James is asking me, how can I grow this taller? You are asking the question too late. That should have been asked 20 years ago. And maybe we can try and stretch his genetic apparatus and make it taller. If he's telling me, how can I get fatter next week? You're asking too long. You'll have gotten that a couple of months ago to work at it. Am I right? If you want six packs over here now, we can just say, in the name of Jesus, six packs. It won't happen. So when you say insecurity, this is the problem. We are not hearing things like this. And we are not hearing what the lady can do. For instance, the Bible says, a virtuous woman, she can buy land, she can sell land. Huh? So when you see a lady who can control, who can buy, for instance, now, if you're a single person, you can buy land. You're becoming a virtuous lady. You can open things, you can do things, you can, you're not just in the corner. You can start having people working for you or working around you, right? I'm not making it up, it's in Proverbs. Are you hearing me? Okay, so that's the question. Insecurity is because you have not found your position and secure yourself in there. If any guy, I promise you, take this psalm we just walk on and start reading it again and again. Even when you feel insecure, your graciousness will cover it. Your compassion will say, don't wound her too much. You see, one of the greatest things when it comes to relationship is not labor, husband and wife. It's your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. For instance, do I want my wife to do well? Besides being my wife, this God's daughter, and I want the best for her. That's the grand rule. Are you hearing me? So when it comes to insecurity, no. For instance, my wife and I are talking, and she came up with a better idea. I just go for it. You know why? There is nowhere that we just see that. And the man will have all the ideas, and the wife must always shut up. Is it that splendid demand? It's not there. It's generous. So insecurity is because we have not, and then that ties up with what? Spiritual, all these big words. Incapability. Spiritual incapability. Because the guy comes to church, he just sits down like that. He doesn't care what pastor is saying. But if you come to church like this, I wake you up, man. I wake you up. Amen. You're going to be rich. Somebody say amen. Right. Thank you. Next question. So all that, if you come over here, we'll drive that out of you. Public living life, all those things will drive. When you get busy inside of you, you will not have vacuum to keep things like that. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes when you watch your parents or church or pastor, you see, God gives you places to learn things. Church and home. When you watch your parents not doing it well, but when you come to church, I've seen guys doing things well at home because of the way I live my life. As a pastor, I live this way. So people just like to do that. I've got people around me that just, you can see them, Professor Dave, Professor Kennedy, all of us. We have a way of living that is just fantastic. Why? Because iron sharpens iron. So I will say, if you are a lady and your guy is insecure, arrange a time to meet Baba Deboye. Look, Baba Deboye, please. Can I let him come around you for 6 weeks? Let him be around you for 6 weeks. You see the man handling things and running things and moving that. He'll come back, start feeling like Baba Deboye. Yeah, great.
Okay, sir. This person says, good afternoon, Pastor.
Good afternoon, Mojo.
Why is it that people look up to Paul, Apostle Paul, in terms of marriage? He says it's okay to be unmarried, but no one ever talked about his past life. I feel he already had more than enough women to his fill when he was still Saul.
Keep that in your head. keep gyrating in your head. When you finish, you come back to life. You know, you're always thinking, who was Didi? Was he one girl, Lydia, plus Janet for Saul? When you finish all that gyrating, you are the one facing life. The question is what? Why should we take Paul? We are not taking Paul. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1 or 2 Peter chapter 1. Let's look at what Paul wrote. Separate Paul from what he wrote. Let's go. Take your Bible with me. Are we ready? Verse 19. And so we have the prophetic word, the Bible in your hand, confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. What he said over here? He said, this word is prophetic word. I was telling them in the first service. There's something about this Bible. The way it was crafted, the way the stories there were chosen. They were chosen by God to make positive impact and impression on your life or your future. It's called prophetic. It has a futuristic sense. So it's not because of Paul or anything. No. It's just like an agent, writer agent. Let's look at next verse quickly. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of any private word. That's what that guy was doing. Private interpretation, guessing, and peeping in the dark. He said, this thing over here is not private interpretation. We don't do that. How many of you did physics? How many of you did government? How many of you did all these courses? Do you go to write exam based upon the author of the book or the book? The real author is not Paul. When God asked him, there are other things Paul wrote. We never seen them. Are you listening, everybody, somebody here? There are other things Paul wrote. We never seen them. There are other things that Samuel wrote. We never seen them. But God took these words together and put it here. And woe upon you if you count it as ordinary human being. Just writing. It's more than that. Look at next verse quickly. I'm through. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by their impulses before they were saved, when they were Saul. No. Paul wrote other choices letters, but he never put him there. Let me tell you, have you ever read book, this book before, the last book in the Bible? Have you ever read? Last book in the Bible? Revelation? Have you ever read that book before? You read it before? Did you get it? Monsters, all kinds of things. Do you know what happened? One day I was reading that place, and I saw that one angel came. That angel put one leg on the sea and one leg on the land. That's what the first scared me first. Try this. Go to Ogun River. Put one leg on Ogun River and one other leg on the land. Bible said, he cried with a loud voice and seven thunders followed his voice and seven voices. And John took his pen to write. God said, don't write that one down, because that will not be needed by the people when they carry the book. When God was preparing this book, he was not thinking only of Paul and Corinth. He was thinking about us coming today. 1 Corinthians 10. Let me close that with this. Verse 10. Take a look. I hope I'm correct. If not, we'll move forward. Next verse, quickly. Next verse. Now, look at this. Can you hear everybody? Now, all these things happened to them as what? And they were written for who? For guessing and upon whom the end of the ages have come. So please, stop thinking about what Paul was thinking. Philosophy in your head. Read what is written. That's what matters. And lead your life like that. Do we get that? Do we get that? Okay. Now, what's the question in the question?
Sir, there's this idea. He said, I feel he already had more than enough women to his fill when he was still Saul, when he was still an unbeliever.
This guy thought that Solomon was the one talking about. Not Solomon, Saul. There are two different names. You didn't get the gist. Solomon had 700 wives, 300 concubines, not Saul. Saul was so serious that he didn't think about women. Saul was so serious that a woman will come around him naked. He can't even see it. Have you seen people like that? They read books too much. They read books like this. They read books. I was almost like that before I changed in secondary school. I read books all the time. I read. I don't see anybody. So one day, my physics teacher came to the class. My physics teacher entered the class. And he said, I'm looking for nickel. I said, sir, atomic number or atomic mass? Everybody says, stop it. His girlfriend is nickel. He's looking for his girlfriend. I said, oh, I don't know. I don't deal with girlfriend. I deal with nickel, metal, atomic mass, or atomic number. But I repented, and I married. So some people are like that. Some nerd. They call them nerd. They just can't. But a lot of guys I'm looking at, they're not like that. I check your WhatsApp to prove that. Pastor, you can be so real. But that's the truth anyway. Next one.
Thank you, sir. The second question is, should I have work experience or go for master's, sir?
Go for both. You see, in Nigeria, you go for master's and go hungry all the time. And then when you finish, you start looking for work. And they say that you must have experience before you work. But if I were you, I'll travel abroad and work experience at the same time and go do master's. Huh?
Pastor, I can't go abroad.
Who said that? The earth is the Lord. Pastor, you are crazy. Yeah, you're right. Crazy men rule the world. Do you know? Out of Virgin Airlines, who is the owner? Who remember? Richard Branson. You know how he started airlines? Crazy man. You know what? He was flying to a particular island for holiday, and the plane couldn't go further and landed somewhere. Are you hearing me? And everybody was stranded. And he said, oh, what do I do over here now? And he stopped and he saw a private plane, chartered plane, at one corner. He said, let's start something. He was going for holiday. He said, you know what? He approached the owner of the private jet and said, can I rent? He's not a big guy. Can I rent this jet? I'm going somewhere. He said, yes. He said, how much? He collected money. He went to those guys that were stranded with him. He said, we are living here as a private jet for you. This amount you have to pay to me to get you out of this place. And they paid all the money. They counted the money, removed the profit, gave it back to them. That's how airlines for British Airlines started. Pastor, I can't do that. Lazy bones, get up. Go to work. Go to school. Are you hearing me? Pastor, I can't travel abroad. Okay, go to FUNAB. Go to FUNAB, tell them, go down to meet your supervisor. Sir, do you know what? I want to do master, but I get no money. But I want to pay. What can I do in this place? Ah, there's nothing for you to do. Okay, buy me rudada, buy me rudada. I have lawnmower. Why not? Why not? And by the way, you can join them for ICT. They give you some training to make money online. Not Yahoo Yahoo now. Am I correct, guys? Did they teach you? Right, Paul? So go over there. Get some skill. It will help you, right? And be nice to people, right? I'm a few over here. You want somebody to do something for you? You want people to help you? Come to church earlier. All these older ones, they have money. They don't look like it. Just say, Ekaster, sir, can I help you carry your bag? They come to church. After a while, you come and say, sir, I'm looking for a job. But, you know, you now go to their car. You stand by their car. Good afternoon, sir. Oh, Mori, oh, Mori. I need money. You say, pick it on my head. So, please, work. You can do something. You can wash. You can do dry cleaning. But abroad, they really get to work. Security guard. Somebody's a brother who send you money. If you know what they are doing, you'll be crying for them. Sometimes you go down there, you go and work at factory for 12 hours on your feet, and 30 minutes break, and no WhatsApp. No Instagram. No Facebook. If you open your phone, your job is gone. So, let's walk. Are we through? One more. All right. You got a question? Great. This guys, person, you're not talking. All right. Yeah?
Okay, sir. This person says, can a man be fully prepared before going to marriage.
Thank you. I got your answer for you last week. The best preparation for marriage is marriage itself. Okay. What is the best preparation for driving a car? Who can tell me? Oh, I didn't hear you. Buy your car. Olodo, olodo, olodo. What should you do? Go and learn. What do you learn? To drive it. So what's the best way to learn how to drive a car? Drive a car. Pastor, don't tell me that. The best way to marry, prepare for marriage is prepare. There's nobody. All this, that, you see, you're having problems. You are hearing people. And marriage is like this. Marriage is like this. It's not like that, Joe. You're just giving us trouble. What is it? What is out there? James, always come. What's marriage? I like you. You like me. We get together a little bit. We don't fight too much. We will fight once in a while. Or we fight like sometimes we say too. And then we go to the registry. Huh? And then we say we want to marry. Or church. So like it. We like it. Are you going to die with him? I'm thinking about that. Huh? We're going to live life together. I don't have everything. I don't have every house. I don't have anything. And then what do? You carry. And then you marry. And when you leave the altar, nothing special happens. You are now two of you, legally speaking. That's it. Don't let anybody fool you. That after that, you have an anointing or something. Nothing. You just title. That's different now. You just title. Then you go home. And then you sit down. Then you find out that you're at home. She now no longer to go to her house. You're in the same house together now. And then she wakes up in the morning. She has not brushed. And then you see him. He has not washed his socks. Dirty. Then you start telling him to wash his socks. Start brushing your mouth. Start keeping. And then you start 1 year, 2 years. And after a while, something shoot out. Baby comes. And the baby will not tell you I'm coming. Prepare for me everything. The best you can do for babies is to buy some few things before you start. Am I correct? How many parents have all the money done for the school fees for university for child? You don't. That's where life is. Life itself will make you. My first child, I was still thinking. When second one came, I said, oh boy, you got tickets. You better wake up. Let's do something. Add more to your income. Do something. And if not them today, I won't be here today. So the best preparation for marriage. James, let me blast you a little bit. You're always around me. You know, I was watching missionary recently. Missionary, they went up Kebbi State. And primitive tribes, they do what they call manhood, which we don't do anymore now. In primitive tribes, they get all boys to leave home. They will first of all sleep in their mother's hut. Then they will go for manhood. They call it something, I've forgotten the name now. They will take them out for like NYC, for manhood. And then you'll be there. When you come back, you will not go back to your mommy's house again. You go to another place. And you know what I saw? 15-year-old, 16-year-old came back as men. And they are getting married. I said, what? Pastor Sam. I don't know Pastor Sam. I didn't hear me. How many of you know him? He had his 30 years wedding anniversary a couple of days ago. What's his age? Who can tell me? Pastor Sam Adeyemi's age. 56. So he married when he was? What would Stanley Kebbi be when he married? Pastor Nick Kebbi. I know he's older than her. Pastor, what are you saying in essence? At this same last week, Pastor La, 30 years in marriage too. Those two men are one of the most significant men in our country. Hard working, pushing things through, making things happen. Marriage was not their burden. It was a blessing to them. Clap your hands for Jesus. I believe that Pastor Sam told himself that I have a great future. I can't do it alone. I need a good companion. I'm sorry to tell you this. Today's word, I told you that marriage is a place of struggle. To marry by while I bear any wa struggle wa jiya ko lo ma rowo san. Marriage actually opens your brain, because first of all, you can't go home anymore. Mofi ba ya at 32, 33. Mom, I like your food. But after you get married, mommy will say, Yahweh and Leo. All right. You get that? Now, please. Please. I'm not saying to marry tomorrow. But I'm selling something today. It is not good for just to be living life alone. A lot of mental health today is coming from there. It's good to have somebody to fight with than just be staring at a wall. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? You know what I just said? James, thank you. Keep along with me. All I'm saying today is, guys, not ladies now, guys, get up. They are waiting for you. They are waiting for you. What are you going to do? Build yourself. Samuel 12. Thank you. If you don't hear anything today, hear that.
Pastor, I have a question. I've not met the most elegant, most beautiful lady that could really take me away.
Okusha? Beauty is vain. Charm is deceitful. There's no girl that's not fine. Once he finish that stuff, you know, you go to the mirror and just do like this. When they get through, somebody got married yesterday in our church. It's just a private marriage kind of a thing. And allow that because we won't spend so much money. I don't mind marrying you during service. There'll be no reception. Are you hearing me? Honest, you know. So they got married and they came to see me yesterday. I know the lady before. And then they got married and I saw her yesterday. She looks so radiant. Have you ever noticed that when you go for marriage, you go for wedding, the ladies always look, the guy just like going to follow around like that. The guy is thinking, Kinemokura, I'm see by you, Lua Jesus. But the ladies just dancing, they don't do that kind of thing. Nobody say, I'm going to make you somebody. Praise God. Oh, wonderful. Great. All right. You got a question? Today, let's have our food, right? Father, we thank you for this food. We declare it blessed in Jesus' name. That's a man praying.
Good afternoon, Pastor.
Yeah, good afternoon. Titi, am I correct?
Yes,
I am.
Right.
Got your name right today.
Okay, sir. I'll be asking this on behalf of a friend. I'll be asking.
This microphone is not working. Or is it dead? Okay, great. Okay, yes. Be a preacher.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So I'll be asking this question on behalf of a friend.
Of a friend?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes, sir. Is it advisable to travel abroad with a partner as a dependent on scholarship?
This, don't worry, this thing is gone. I think the battery is gone. Can I lend you my own? That's be too close. All right. Okay, please, Epa, whatever you can do. Okay, can we get, okay, can you come? Can I get a microphone? Is something wrong? Okay, the battery, sorry, let's retain the battery. I want you to listen to this question. Please listen to this. Quickly. Okay, we deserve our refreshment now. All right. Great. Thank you, Balade. Balade is my man. It's like with me in this service from 7, before 7 till after you finish. Let's clap for him. Thank you. All right. And his crew and the team over there, all of them in that place. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, sir. So the question again.
Louder.
Okay. Is it advisable to travel abroad with a partner as a dependent on scholarship?
Yeah.
In a country where dependents are not allowed to work?
It depends on you. All right, listen to me. Is it on the side of the man or the woman? Now, listen to this. If the guy is the one going on scholarship and is allowed to work, they don't allow the lady to work, which is rare. Usually they allow it these days. They allow it these days. But if they said that, then the guy, see, that's where the guy is, what, pardon over here now. If the guy want to go with this lady, marry and go, you can work it. You can make it happen. Honestly, you can make it happen. You just work extra and build life. That's what we call a man. In my village, years ago, they have all these bosses. They like, to be a man, it's not a day's job. So it's good. It's good that you are. You know, a lot of time, one of the things that make me happy is that I'm making money for my family. I'm making money for my, I feel so good about that. I'm not just making money for stereo sets or for Samsung to buy phone from them. And they, I can't kiss Samsung. I can't kiss Samsung. I can't kiss it. You won't respond. But when I make money for my family, they can give me a kiss on this side. You know, all my kids today, when we finish, say, love you. Samsung has to do that for me. Don't be deceived. MTN family. That's not like MTN family. You just want your money. Right. So, please, if you are the guy, you want to go with your wife, you don't want to go alone. Like my son-in-law. She wanted to go to Canada. My daughter doesn't like to travel abroad. I said, you have to go with her husband. Because she wants to. And then they got on there. And he just loves his family. I celebrate him because he doesn't want to be away from the family. So you can do that. You can. Men can do anything if they want to. And you know what? Even as a man, you can get abroad and fight for her to get a job. That's what a man should do now, right? You should take your wife, put up your shirt. See, my wife is very good, though. When she finishes with your computer, you'll be better. And then she get a job for her and then go out. Why not? Pastor, I don't like your style. The way you are talking today is as if men have to do everything. Yes! Because we have the strength. We have the ability. We can fix the cars. We can turn that around. We can do that. Right? Yeah. I can promise you this. Any guy who goes extra mile, the lady will jump and take two extra miles. Am I correct, ladies? Yeah. If you see any guy that his wife is hiding his money away from. Oh, guys, I'm going to give you a book. I hope you like it. Man's Guide to Woman. You like to read that? I don't know if you like to read that book. Don't put your hands up. Man's Guide to Women. So you know. It was a research done by Daniel Gottman. They have a love lab in New York City. They did this is not Bible now. This is empirical surveys and data followed, and they study women and study men, put them in the lab. Are you hearing me? Are you listening? When I put the book online, ladies, don't open the book. Okay, read it for your sake. I was talking about what you do with ladies. One of the things that lady wants most from you is trust. The greatest thing you want from you is trust. I can trust you. If they can trust you, Pastor, crazy. How do you win a trust of a woman? Very simple. Just put her first before you. That's all. Did you hear that? You didn't hear me. I didn't say put her first after you. Pastor, why? When you have cops in your house, when you have cops in your house, there are some cops that when they fall down, they get up. I don't know if you have cops like that. I have a mug like that, that is, boom, boom, you get up. There are some other cops, they are fragile, they are elegant. Which one do you take care of first? Fragile. Men, you are like that, my mug. You fall down, boom, you get up again. But ladies, they're fragile. So you take care of them first, before you. If you have a bed as married, 3x6, you know, 3 feet by 6, you sleep on the floor, the lady cannot sleep on the floor. Pastor, you're a woman rapper. No, that's the law of life. Every weak part, law of life. Look at it. You have a toe, like you have your little finger, right? If it's sick now, you take sick leave, am I right? And the whole body will come and wait on it. Am I correct? That's the way it is. That's what will keep our civilization going. Without this, check every country, check every region, check every civilization. The way they treat their women will tell their longevity and their children. Longevity. Praise God. I said, praise God. I'm talking sense to guys. Ladies, you can eavesdrop. But we're going to make it. We're going to do well. You have strength. Guys, you can do that. By the way, Pastor, why did Apostle Paul didn't marry? Hello? 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 I have an answer for you in the Bible. Shola, for that guy. Why did Apostle Paul marry? Apostle Paul, listen, everybody. Apostle Paul suffered so much, he didn't drag another person to it. Apostle Paul went through hell, and it would be too bad to drive your wife in there. So Paul said, let's keep a lady off. Let me do this job. When I get to heaven, we'll have some rest. Let me show you the catalog of Apostle Paul's struggle. Are we ready? So you know why I didn't marry now. Let's go. Chapter 12, 2 Corinthians. Where are we? Oh, today has been wonderful. Are we blessed today? Yeah. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly. He seems to be mighty on the earth. Wealth and riches shall be where? Point at yourself. Wealth and riches shall be my house. You don't want to say that. You better say that for yourself. Okay, let's read it. Why didn't Paul marry? 1 Corinthians chapter 11, sorry. Verse 23. Let's read from NLT. Take a look at Paul. Would you like to marry Paul like this? Are they servants of Christ? I know I sound like a madman. So he's a madman. I've served him far more. I've worked harder, been put in prison more often, been whipped times without number, and faced death again and again. That's a nice husband. Next verse. 5 different times the Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes. When you remove his shirt, you know you have a husband. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Mama, electrocuted. Once I was stoned. His nose was crooked. 3 times I was shipwrecked. Once I spent a whole night and day adrift at sea. Somebody said, when you see Paul, his picture they gave us through history, they said, Paul is short, he has crooked nose, he's bald-headed, and he has bow leg. My God, can you see? On top of that, looking like that, you now have all these trials in your life. Who want to marry you? Oh, Peter had a wife. Peter is a nice guy. All of them had a wife. Paul didn't have a wife because every day the wife will go to the hospital. Why? He'll be taking anxiety drugs because you never know what will happen to Paul next. All right. Beautiful. Is that all right now? Instead of guessing that he had many, many girlfriends and was tired of them, how do you feel? He feel low top like this. And bald-headed and crooked nose. He said, it's the least of all saints. All right. Can we close? I always enjoy your service because you put me on my toes. I'm always learning when I come to this service. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Amen. Shola, let's come and round up. Let's give our offering. Thank you.